Chapter 93. Perform. It would be well if such an excursion could be gotten up every year and the system regularly inaugurated. Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime. The excursion is ended, and has passed to its place among the things that were. But its varied scenes and its manifold incidents will linger pleasantly in our memories for many a year to come. Always on the wing, as we were, and merely pausing a moment to catch fitful glimpses of the wonders of half a world, we could not hope to receive or retain vivid impressions of all it was our fortune to see. Yet our holy day flight has not been in vain, for above the confusion of vague recollections, certain of its best prized pictures lift themselves, and will still continue perfect in tint and outline after their surroundings shall have faded away. We shall remember something of pleasant France, and something also of Paris, though it flashed upon us a splendid meteor, and was gone again, we hardly knew how, or where. We shall remember, always, how we saw majestic Gibraltar glorified with the rich coloring of a Spanish sunset and swimming in a sea of rainbows. In fancy we shall see Milan again, and her stately cathedral with its marble wilderness of graceful spires, and Padua, Verona, Como, jeweled with stars, and patrician Venice, afloat on her stagnant flood, silent, desolate, haughty, scornful of her humbled state, wrapping herself in memories of her lost fleets, of battle and triumph, and all the pageantry of a glory that is departed. We cannot forget Florence, Naples, nor the foretaste of heaven that is in the delicious atmosphere of Greece, and surely not Athens and the broken temples of the Acropolis. Surely not venerable Rome, nor the green plain that compasses her round about, contrasting its brightness with her gray decay, nor the ruined arches that stand apart in the plain, and clothe their looped and windowed raggedness with vines. We shall remember St. Peter's, not as one sees it when he walks the streets of Rome and fancies all her domes are just alike, but as he sees it leagues away, when every meaner edifice has faded out of sight, and that one dome looms superbly up in the flush of sunset, full of dignity and grace, strongly outlined as a mountain. We shall remember Constantinople and the Bosporus, the colossal magnificence of Baalbek, the pyramids of Egypt, the prodigious form, the benignant countenance of the Sphinx, Oriental Smyrna, sacred Jerusalem, Damascus, the Earl of the East, the pride of Syria, the fabled Garden of Eden, the home of princes and genii of the Arabian Nights, the oldest metropolis on earth, the one city in all the world that has kept its name and held its place and looked serenely on while the kingdoms and empires of 4,000 years have risen to life, enjoyed their little season of pride and pomp, and then vanished and been forgotten. End of this Project Gutenberg, a text of The Innocents Abroad, by Mark Twain. Written by Gutenberg Edition.